latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The Spanish government has agreed to set up a high-level isolation ward in the Central Defence Hospital in Madrid in order to deal with cases of highly infectious diseases. A spokesperson said the aim is to strengthen, improve and modernise an already existing unit to provide the National Defence Service and the National Health System with a highly necessary healthcare resource. It will not exclusively be a facility for Ebola-related cases, however. The Ministry of Agriculture, Food and the Environmental Affairs has published statistics on wildfires between the 1st of January and the 31st of December 2014, indicating that a total number of 9,754 wildfires occurred last year, the lowest amount in the last 10 years. Until this year, the lowest number of wildfires in a single year during the last decade was 10,797, which was in 2013. The number of foreigners registered with the Spanish Social Security System stood at 1,552,639 in December, an increase of 0.21% on the previous month, and an increase of 3,241 average contributors. This is the first increase in the number of foreign national insurance contributors in Spain following 5 months of decline since June 2014, when the numbers rose slightly by 0.09%. The first 30 members of the Special Operations Command due to be deployed in Iraq left their base on Wednesday on an Airbus of the 45 group of the Spanish Air Force from Torrejon Air Base, transferring the first military personnel tasked with helping train the Iraqi armed forces. The contingent will also be integrated into the international coalition to combat the terrorist group Daesh. They'll be deployed in both Besmaya and Baghdad. The rest of the contingent will travel in the coming weeks until around 300 of the full military contingent are deployed. For more details of these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info, updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.